When an all-black church is burned, when a cross is burned in someone's front yard, these are seemingly deliberate echoes of America's racial past. In the present, the police violence that has taken the lives of young African-American men is also an echo of a history of blacks and whites that is not shared. It's often noted that blacks and whites have vastly different assessments of the criminal justice system and law enforcement. History provides some answers as to why it's so different. That difference is also explored in an unusual theater festival being co-produced by the Oregon Shakespeare Festival and New York's One Minute Play Festival, with cooperation from many of the nation's top theaters. The festival begins this weekend in the St. Louis area. They're calling it Every 28 Hours, which comes from a much talked about and much disputed estimate of police shooting statistics that say a black person is killed by a police bullet every 28 hours or so. Claudia Alec is the co-producer of Every 28 Hours and associate producer of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So who do you hope benefits from this festival in terms of the audience and in terms of actually writing and acting the plays?
The project is wide-ranging on purpose. The live events here in St. Louis, they're actually not designed to reach maximum audience. Our time here in St. Louis, the goal is to make sure we're hearing maximum voices so that we can create the plays in the 4 days that we're here, or at least finish the collection of plays. The next step will be theaters all over the country doing their own readings or engagements with the collection of plays.
And how were the plays written and curated and judged, that sort of thing?
Well, the first step, Dominic and I created a call to action online. We spread the word. Many, many playwrights reached out to us. We reached out to playwrights that we knew who we thought would have good perspectives on this. We also were intentional, so we made sure that that group was not only, you know, Tony Award winners and Pulitzer Prize winners. It also included emerging writers and just writers from across the spectrum. And that was around 50 playwrights who wrote plays before we even got here that were about their very specific experiences, or at least reflecting something specific about where they are located. The second step was to bring around 20 artists from around the country who are sponsored by various theater institutions to come here and join us in St. Louis. We've been meeting with people, having conversations, having just eye-opening, awakening experiences that could fuel a lifetime's worth of plays. And then we're asking everyone, write a one-minute play.
What can you do in 1 minute?
It turns out you can do a lot in 1 minute, and the rigor and restraint required means that you say something specific, and the results are diverse, illuminating, and aesthetically different, but ultimately people are getting a theatrical experience. You're sitting in a theater, you're getting 90 to, you know, 100 minutes of theater. So it's traditional, but it's also, I think, really new.
Well, I want to play one here. This is a play that I believe is based on an unfortunate choice of words by a textbook publisher in Texas describing slavery as a form of work, not necessarily what we understand slavery to be. Listen.
The Atlantic slave trade brought millions of workers from Africa to the southern U.S. to work in agricultural plantations.
They weren't workers, they were slaves.
Well, technically they worked, so they were workers.
Now, workers get to choose their job. Workers get to leave their job when they want to. Slaves are kidnapped, sold at auction,
hey.
Raped, branded, whipped, starved, worked to death.
Hey, who's telling this story?
Good question.
Who's telling the story? Who's telling the history? That's really the important message. And that, you know, comes straight out of the Broadway hit Hamilton. That's, you know, the hottest ticket on Broadway right now. When you put these together, how do you decide to put them together? I mean, you can't just be random about it. I mean, you got to produce
not
it.
Not at all. Not at all. Well, this is actually one of the largest and most complicated projects I've ever produced. I produce community collaborative work all the time, work that includes many different collaborators, many different voices. On this project, we're not only doing that, we're also creating a collaborative generative process so that people are accessing similar pools of information as well as their own distinct pools of information. I do want to make sure that I haven't forgotten to shout out our St. Louis collaborators, because this phase of the project would be completely completely impossible without our St. Louis producer, Jacqueline Thompson. She's got this amazing team of producers from all these different theaters. The first thing we did before when we did this project was we confirmed our St. Louis partner theaters first. And then we reached out to the rest of the country because we knew that this was a project that needed to be born in Ferguson.
Claudia Alec, co-producer of Every 28 Hours, is associate producer of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.